Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back for the final installment of our extraordinary conversation with Dr. Kim Holmes of the Heritage Foundation. We're describing the challenges of our time in many ways as they relate to and are brilliantly described in his new book, The Closing of the Liberal Mind, How Groupthink and Intolerance Define the Left. And Kim, we were discussing before the break this question of national identity. The president has, in the course of his recent trip to Europe, discussed in several different places in different ways the right side of history, really, I guess, as he sees it. It's Eurostatism as it relates to the British. It is open borders as it relates to the continent. These are aspects of history that I have the feeling very much conduce to the kind of rising authoritarianism, and indeed perhaps totalitarianism, of which you warn. Do you see it that way?
Yeah, I think the what President Obama and like-minded people have in mind is to use the international bureaucracies, the United Nations, internationalist ideas about open borders and the like as a battering ram to break down the national and cultural structures here in the United States that they think is blocking their ideological agenda. So it's partly a strategy and a tactic and a political move, because many in the United Nations and the European Union, these are institutions that are thoroughly engrossed with a very progressive liberal view of the world, both politically, socially, and culturally. So it's both, partly it's ideological, partly it's tactical. And I think in the long run, you've seen how in the European Union, how the breakdown of national restrictions on what can be done, I mean, it's creating a complete backlash in the United Kingdom, where they're going to have a referendum on getting out of the European Union. And there's a lot of countries in the East that are also concerned about this overlay of absent bureaucratic and almost undemocratic control from a few bureaucrats in Brussels. There's a backlash against this in Europe. The problem here is the United States, with President Obama, is we're moving in the direction of the European Union at the same time that the Europeans are also having a crisis about the welfare state there, too, which President Obama wants to enforce.
And of course, he's promoting that program in Europe. But as you say, Kim Holmes, he is very much about bringing it here as well. And I just, as you're describing this phenomenon and the extent to which it is far advanced in parts of the free world, you sort of touched on the Eurocrats, as they've been called, being sort of quasi-democratic. I mean, it seems as though it's less and less the case that they are, and I think that's feeding this backlash, particularly in Europe at the in the United Kingdom at the moment. But Kim, as you look at this, I want you to sort of develop, if you would, the antidote. I mean, the closing of the liberal mind and the things that are flowing from it haven't been, you know, accomplished overnight, and it will take time inevitably to reverse. But what should we be doing to begin that process of reversing the trajectory we find ourselves on here?
First thing is understand what we're up against. That's why I wanted to write the book. I think that what we're up against is a lot more complex and pervasive than even many conservatives realize. Frankly, some moderate liberals are even a bit perplexed by what was happening in the name of progressive liberalism. So educate yourself, hopefully read my book, understand the history of why they are doing what they're doing. If you don't know what you're up against, you can't defeat them. The second thing is just absolutely draw the line on attacks on freedom of speech, freedom of expression, and religious liberty. Do not let your opponents use illiberal methods to shut down your right to freedom of speech and freedom of expression. That is a good place to fight, because frankly, progressive liberals are on the wrong side of the liberal tradition on that case, and it's an easier case to make. And the third is, in the long run, start paying more attention to the culture. We all love politics. We all think that, you know, presidents are going to save us, but they seldom do. The progressive left has been marching through the institutions for a half a century, if not longer. They've had a long-range plan in view. They want to occupy the institutions because they know once they do that, the politics follows as surely as night does day. And so we need to reengage, have serious intellectuals involved in this conversation and this research, and not just leave the universities up to progressive liberals, because the more we leave them alone, the more we just kind of go along, the worse it gets.
Yeah, and inevitably, as we talked about earlier, instills in another generation these same tendencies and expectations. Kim, there's so much food for thought there. The thing that I guess I would just say is, as you describe this, as you describe what's been developing, I suspect that you will be accused, as am I, from time to time of, well, embracing some sort of conspiracy theory here. The evidence seems to me to be overwhelming, and I think you've documented it to a fairly well in the closing of The Liberal Mind. But very quickly, how would you respond to that claim that what is afoot here is actually a plan of action that has been very transparently enunciated and is being fairly obviously pursued, not some conspiracy theory?
Yeah, you don't need a conspiracy if you have a consensus. If everyone more or less agrees and you're just nodding constantly in agreement with everybody around the table and there's nobody presenting a point of view, you don't have to sit around and develop some kind of a dark conspiracy. It's an easy thing to do because you just make sure you only choose like-minded people to be in the room with you. And that's what's going on here. And the one thing that conservatives, I think, could learn, frankly, from progressive liberals is conservatives are individualists. You put three conservatives in a room, and they're going to start arguing over some point. And if it's not exactly the way they want it, you're going to get all kinds of arguments. Progressive liberals have a way of, they argue, they disagree, but they understand what the basics are, and they learn how to not only coordinate their activities, but they seem to instinctively know what the lodestar is they're heading towards. And I think conservatives could learn from that. And I don't know exactly how they can do it, but I can tell you that even with my book, I'm spending as much time, you know, sometimes dealing with critics from the right as I do from the left. If you're going to try to win this battle of ideas, you're going to have to make sure that at least you have somebody on the same team.
Yeah, and you have clarity about the nature of the problem that we're up against. And I think you've rendered an incalculably important service in that regard, Kim Holmes, in terms of helping lay out what is the nature of the adversary, the enemy, if you will, foreign and domestic. You also, I think, helpfully, in a kind of homage to a man who's written a book with a similar title, The Closing of the American Mind, Alan Bloom, reminded us of his insight that tyranny starts really with removing awareness of other possibilities. So this call to protect freedom of speech, this call for asserting that very important awareness of those other possibilities and the extent to which it is the purpose of the postmodern progressive left authoritarian, mind control types, the radical multiculturalists that you've identified here so well to do exactly the opposite. It is the challenge, as I say, of our time, and we appreciate, as always, your service in trying to help us rise to it. Kim Holmes, thank you for this important work, The Closing of the Liberal Mind, How Groupthink and Intolerance Define the Left, the work you do at the Heritage Foundation, and for joining us for this full hour. I hope you'll come back to us again very soon. And the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.